Welcome, friends. Episode 2529 of Side Hustle School kicks off right now. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host. This episode is part of a feature we call Your First $1,000. It is, in fact, all about how someone made their first $1,000 through a money-making side project, using a skill they already had, or perhaps developing a skill in some way, without going into debt, without making a huge deal of it. How do they actually go and make $1,000, and then often much more? And if you're just tuning in, it's not only about that first $1,000, it's ultimately about what it leads to or what that $1,000 signifies. But it is important to get started. The first steps are often the hardest. All those cliches are in fact true. So that's why we focus on that point of how somebody actually goes out and makes $1,000 and then more. So with that in mind, today's feature comes from BJ in Vancouver, Canada. He's going to tell us about freelance data visualization. That's what he does. He basically turns indecipherable data into compelling narratives, and he's found a way to get paid for it. So this data specialist whips up custom reports. Let's hear the story from VJ.
Hi there, I'm VJ, and I dove headfirst into the world of freelance data and visualization. As a self-taught coder with a knack for analytics, I found my sweet spot turning complex data into eye-catching visuals. Here's how I built a foundation for the business. I started by mastering tools like Tableau and D3JS. I knew I had to focus on what set me apart, designing visuals that didn't just look good but told compelling stories. I owned my storytelling skills by working on small freelance projects, most of which I got from platforms like Upwork. I also did a few free projects just to get more experience. Aside from the freebies, I charged $25 an hour, which was honestly too low, but I was building my portfolio. After four projects, I bumped it up to $50 an hour. The trick there was showcasing how my visuals led to actionable insights, effectively becoming decision-making tools for businesses. Marketing-wise, I didn't want to spread myself too thin. I created profiles on Upwork and Freelancer, but focused mainly on the former. I spent 40 minutes a day crafting personalized pitches for bids, and it paid off. By the end of the first month, I had three long-term clients. System-wise, I streamlined my workflow using project management tools like Trello and Asana to keep track of deadlines and requirements. I set up templates for proposals and contracts so I didn't have to start from scratch every time. I used Google Drive for sharing big files and Slack or email for client communication. I also had to adapt and update my toolkit regularly. At first, I relied on Tableau, but as I started handling larger datasets, I incorporated more Python into my workflow. Specialization helped too. I found a niche in creating visuals for e-commerce data, which brought in higher-paying clients. The first big win was a project from a medium-sized retail client. They had tons of sales data, but no idea what to do with it. I created an interactive dashboard that provided insights into sales trends, customer behavior, and inventory levels. They were thrilled and even tipped me an extra $200, something that doesn't usually happen in freelance gigs. By the end of my first 2 months, I hit my first $1,000. What made the difference? Specialization, focused marketing, and a systematic workflow. But above all, it was the quality of work. As data becomes the new oil, businesses want more than just charts. They want visuals that narrate a story. And that's exactly what I gave them. There you have it. That's my journey to the first $1,000 in freelance data visualization, a field where art meets science and numbers come to life.
BJ, thank you for sharing the story. Really appreciate the lessons and the experience. Hopefully it's inspiring to some of our listeners as well. We've got a lot of people out there trying to figure out what's the thing I can do. And if you're in that situation, I encourage you to experiment and just get started, try stuff. All those cliches are true as well, but it is helpful sometimes to have a little bit of an investigation of how does a person specifically do that. So we do this every single week, every Monday, in fact. And of course, new episodes throughout the week as well, one every day, 7 days a week. If you have any feedback, sidehustleschool.com/questions. This has been episode 2529. I'll be back again tomorrow. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.